800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeless and those people who choose to live in their vehicles will no longer be allowed to park their vehicles on San Diego streets overnight. San Diego City Council member Mark Kersey says the city is going to start designating lots where car dwellers can stay.
Just want to create a balance between the rights of the neighborhoods and the rights of the folks that are sleeping in their cars.
The council heard hours of testimony from people on both sides of the ordinance that places the ban on sleeping in vehicles overnight.
I see this as an issue regarding health and safety because people who live in my neighborhood are defecating and urinating on the street.
Cal Ripken Jr. is a baseball legend, but legends aren't born, they're made. For 21 seasons, Ripken took the field day in and day out through cold, heat, rain, sometimes snow, playing in more than 3,000 games for the Baltimore Orioles. Ripken has a new book out titled Just Show Up. He joins Fox News and talks about how some of his baseball attributes have transferred over into the business world.
Well, I always knew that if I had a long baseball career that I was still going to do something else afterwards, and I was always fascinated by business. And the principles that you spend your whole life learning and applying in baseball definitely apply to business. A lot of trial and error, a lot of mistakes that are made, but we've been very successful in two aspects of my life, our kids' business, which we're the leading youth baseball business, and also the foundation. So the principles that apply on the field certainly apply, you know, with us off the field.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction is coming into Alabama's Senate voting 25-6 to outlaw virtually all abortions in the state on Tuesday. If signed into law by the governor, the measure would make Alabama one of the top pro-life states in the country. The bill would make abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable up to 99 years or life in prison. The bill's only exception would be when a woman's health is at serious risk. 2020 presidential hopeful and New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says this is an outrage.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights. And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Six people are now confirmed dead following Monday's mid-air collision between two float planes in southeastern Alaska. The U.S. Coast Guard says search and rescue crews last night found the bodies of two people who were missing after the crash. 10 people were rescued from the crash and are in the hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Almost 100 people in the Houston area are being charged in a fake marriage scheme designated to bypass immigration laws. A grand jury indicted 96 people on more than 200 counts. So far, 50 of the suspects are under arrest. Federal prosecutors say that a woman ran an operation out of Houston that charged up to $70,000 to create phony marriages, complete with false paperwork and even fake wedding albums. There's some media news of interest to golfers, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It already owns the international streaming service Golf TV, and now Discovery is buying Golf Digest from Condé Nast for an estimated $30 million. Discovery will continue to publish Golf Digest as a regular monthly magazine, but will bolster coverage including course rankings, instructional videos, and travel destinations. The magazine brand joining Discovery's golf content partnership with Tiger Woods, as well as Golf TV.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeless and those people who choose to live in their vehicles will no longer be allowed to park their vehicles on San Diego streets overnight. San Diego City Council member Mark Kersey says the city is going to start designating lots where car dwellers can stay.
Just want to create a balance between the rights of the neighborhoods and the rights of the folks that are sleeping in their cars.
The council heard hours of testimony from people on both sides of the ordinance that places a ban on sleeping in vehicles overnight.
I see this as an issue regarding health and safety because people who live in my neighborhood are defecating and urinating on the street.
Cal Ripken Jr. is a baseball legend, but legends aren't born, they're made. For 21 seasons, Ripken took the field day in and day out through cold, heat, rain, sometimes snow, playing in more than 3,000 games for the Baltimore Orioles. Ripken has a new book out titled Just Show Up. He joins Fox News and talks about how some of his baseball attributes have transferred over into the business world.
Well, I always knew that if I had a long baseball career that I was still going to do something else afterwards, and I was always fascinated by business. And the principles that you spend your whole life learning and applying in baseball definitely apply to business. A lot of trial and error, a lot of mistakes that are made, but we've been very successful in two aspects of my life, our kids' business, which we're the leading youth baseball business, and also the foundation. So the principles that apply on the field certainly apply, you know, with us off the field.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs right here in Ringo's, New Jersey, 176 Route 202 31 in Ringo's, New Jersey, right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station on the same side of the street as Fred Bean's Toyota dealership. I'm in with Flemington Fan and Lighting, and we have a lot of new stuff going on there, a bunch of new accessories and new lighting and new things that we're doing in the store and lots of projects. My topic today happens to go along with my this week's blog post, and that is, what is modern? And that came up because I did go out to a house the other day, a colonial house that was built in the 1980s, and they didn't want to necessarily change the style per se of what they had created, but they wanted to make it modern. And everybody's interpretation of what modern is different. And we're going to talk a lot about style today, about what's going on in style. I think it's probably the most unusual period of time that I can remember as far as how people are decorating based upon how they live now, the architecture and the changing times. So we're going to talk about trends of what people are doing. What I see in the field when people come to me and say, I think I need a designer's help. I'm really not sure where to go at this point. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages. We'll do the weather, and we have a great show today. Our topic is, what is modern?
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. It's a pleasure to do today's weather. I feel very bad if my friend is listening, Malcolm Varley. He's been with me this week up from Florida to get away to the weather down there. That was raining. And from the day he came on Wednesday up until today, every day was a terrible rain day for him. So hopefully we'll get to spend a little time outside early this evening before he goes back tomorrow. All right, it says it's currently, there's a few clouds in the sky and currently 69 degrees Fahrenheit. This afternoon, our high will only reach about 69. I think it's going to go up more than that. Tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers. There the showers are again with a low of 51 degrees. On Thursday, it's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of 71. On Thursday night, partly cloudy and slight chance of showers, again 51. On Friday, 40% chance of showers with a high of 75 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 56. On Saturday, it'll be a partly sunny day with a high of 73. No rain, that's good. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 54. And then finally on Sunday, another nice partly sunny day with a high of 74 degrees. Well, once again, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington, New Jersey. Our topic today has to be something that I think I really needed to do on this week's show. And we talked about it a lot, but I think we need to talk about it even more because I find that my business has picked up significantly, especially this year, because it's becoming more and more obvious to people that if you did your house very traditionally, it no longer is in style. And that's sort of unheard of. The reason that most of us, including myself, who live in this beautiful Hunterdon County, in a beautiful, in my case, it's pale sort of creamy yellow clabbered siding, very traditional with blue stone and black shutters and as traditional as can be, is that my interior followed suit with that, with a very traditional interior with the intent that I would do it once, do it well, and be done with it. Well, styles have changed so drastically that even if I wanted to, even if I had something that I loved or maybe a paper or so on and I wanted to replace it because it was damaged, you can't get those things anymore. Styles have changed. Fabrics have changed. And everything has sort of gone away from a staid traditional state to more of what they're calling a transitional state, and even to contemporary. Now, it's very much a stretch to go contemporary if you have traditional architecture, but that sort of hybrid middle ground, that transitional, is something that I think my life now is about, taking people from traditional to transitional. That's more than anything else, that's what I see. And I really don't just work in Hunterdon, I work throughout the state. You know, I've had for the past number of years, I've had another location in Maplewood, New Jersey, where they tend to be a little bit more contemporary. But even in that environment, I'm taking people more to a contemporary aesthetic. So we're going to talk about that today. And the definition of the word modern. What does modern mean? You know, I named my program here Modern Design because I didn't want it to be contemporary design. I didn't want it to be country French design. Modern meaning of the times, what is going on in the times. And a lot of the things we talk about or I teach you here on Modern Design happens to be what's current, what's trending. People are asking me, what's trending? What's going to make my house modern? So modern could be anything. Modern could be a current adaptation of what traditional is. So to me, we did a show, transitional is a new traditional. So I would say traditional, modern is transitional, if that makes any sense. It has a simple base. But it's a little bit different, a little pared down, a little bit more neutral in the color scheme, simpler lines, understated, and that's more like transitional. And if you are somewhere in a contemporary setting, new contemporary is also different. It's very industrial. We keep hearing the terms industrial, industrial, industrial. I do about 30% of the work I do is commercial work, and exclusively I'm working on a hotel and two restaurants at the same time. All the things we order, all the requests, all the things that I show are industrial. A combination of grays, light gray, dark gray, black, and then metal surfaces and wood. And that just seems to be consistently the look that people are looking for because the times have changed. A casual ness to dining, even fine dining. One of the projects I did this week was I've been working continually up in New Providence at a very delicious restaurant, which you should check out. It's a little obscure because it's inside a hotel. It's inside the Murray Hill Inn and Suites. It's called Moe's Bistro. And Moe's Bistro had been here many years in Lebanon. They moved a few years ago, just a little further up on Route 78 to New Providence. And we took that restaurant, which had a very Mediterranean look when it opened, with lots of oranges and yellows and Mediterranean colors, to a new, more modern palette, which is industrial. We painted the walls gray. We did a wonderful gray floor tile. We have lots of touches of black, and then all the accessories are white. So very simple. The food pops in that space, but industrial fixtures. We changed all the lighting out to pendants. Pendants are something that can make your space modern by adding pendants. Anywhere, maybe in a kitchen space, maybe in a bedroom where you have a recessed light, there's an adapter kit you can do, and you can create a pendant. That's something that could make your space modern. So modern is it's kind of a funny term, but it does mean updating and over and over and over again, when I go into people's homes, we're making them more modern. We're creating a modern theme. And modern, in this case, is going a little bit more to the contemporary side of the spectrum. I was often not a fan of contemporary. And in fact, what I felt is that contemporary design was short-lived. So why would I want to put my money into it? But we are just in such a different time now that we're really being led in these days by industry and by a technology specifically. And with technology comes simpler and cleaner lines, right? So most of our world has changed. I spend almost all my time on my phone. I just can't help it. So if I'm not on the phone, I'm on my laptop. If not a laptop, I'm on my desktop computer. So if technology is leading things, we're going with a simpler, cleaner profile, and that's reflected in our decor. You'll see it in fashion too. See a lot of people dress, men and women, when they look very sharp. What does a man have on? Maybe a gray pair of fitted slacks. Even clothes themselves have changed. Ralph Lauren used to have really, they had the big shirt and oversized fabrics. Nope, not anymore. Pants for men, if you've noticed, have trimmed down. You see a very thin pant leg now. Grays and blacks, maybe a beautiful gray pair of pants, and then a solid black shirt. Simple, clean profile close to the body. The same thing follows through with women's clothes. If you noticed, women, maybe 10 years ago, they were wearing suits, jacket and pants. It's sort of changed. Dresses now. You see more and more dresses. Watch the newscasters. The women all went back to dresses, but not flowery dresses, dresses that fit the body. In particular, there's a style of dress that's been around the past 2 years that's popular, where it's sort of a black dress and then the sides are a color, so it makes the body look closer, and it's sort of like maybe a gray and black or a color and black. But the slimming profile is following through in how we decorate. Less stuff, less adornment, gray and black, and maybe perhaps some white. So things are changing. So if you've done your house in 2005 or 2008, and you had a lot of things at the time, the jewel tones, the burgundies, the golds, the greens, it looks dated when you go into it. Even though it marries the architecture of the exterior, it doesn't quite look right anymore. So we are in a funny time. And often when I had an appointment yesterday when I went to this lovely couple's home, had a beautiful home in Hunterdon County, she said to me, well, I'm willing to get rid of this, but I'm not willing to get rid of this. Because their comfort is to stay within the profile of the architecture, which completely makes sense. But the way you can do that is by changing out your accessories and your colors. And that's what I'm going to talk today about, how to make it not scary. One of the things that I do and I have done for the six years that I've been doing our program here, Modern Design and WHCR, I offer something to the local community for $199 plus tax. I will come out to you and spend 1 to 2 hours walking through your spaces and giving you great ideas for your home. Often they are things like working with the existing base furniture, changing out paint colors, changing out pillows, accessories, changing out window treatments, rugs, things that you can do to make your space modern. And it's a great deal to have a pair of fresh eyes because I'm constantly in training, seminars. I'm perpetually going to the different companies because they're always hosting stuff for designers and contractors. And of what's updated. So that's often a great way to go, by not changing the core surfaces because that's very expensive, but changing the things that reflect today's lifestyle. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials. I'd like to talk about today, what is modern? If you're watching me on Facebook Live, don't be shy. Feel free to give us a call at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. If you're just tuning into our program, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. For the past 22 years, I've owned Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey at 176 Route 20231 next to the motor vehicle, or across the street from the motor vehicle inspection station, next to Fred Bean's Toyota in the Hunterdon Commons shopping space center. I do share my space, I should say, with Flemington Fan and Lighting, and I have wonderful accessories and artwork and little things for your home. But one of the things, again, I do offer to the local community is a pair of fresh eyes. That is, well, I'll come out to your house for $199 plus tax to your home and give you some just basic design ideas, walk through the rooms, and leave you with a wonderful laundry list of projects that you can do yourself, or also help me, I can help you with those things. Also let you know that I am a kitchen and bath designer, and I do implementation. I have my New Jersey contracting licenses, so I can do kitchens and bathrooms and all the things you need done, additions. Some of you have seen some of my work in the design magazines, Design New Jersey magazine in particular, and some of the other periodicals where I have some of my work. So feel free to contact Maven Hill Designs anytime at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today is, what is modern? What do you consider modern? So one of the things that happened yesterday, I noticed, is that people were looking, or the couple that I was, actually was it a couple, I'm sorry, it's a mother and daughter, the two of them were kind of funny, and they were looking for buzzwords of things that were modern, things that they would consider modern. They weren't going to take their colonial, which sort of had Victorian influences from the 80s. There was a period of time, you know, every architecture period has like a sub period within it that sort of are reflective of the times. So I would say in the 1970s, people were building their colonial homes along with split levels, which were, you know, still lingering from the late 60s, but they were building their colonials. But then there was a strong 70s period where these colonials were kind of starting to have some influences that were Tudor, English Tudor. They weren't Tudor houses. They weren't building Tudor houses, but you were seeing a Tudor influence. Lots of brown, the roof line, very 1970s. Then the 80s came in, and people were building colonials in the 80s, but they were building them bigger. Not like the 90s when we started to see the Toll Brothers store, but an 80s colonial had its own look to it with bump outs and so on. And then the influence in the 80s that was sort of a subtext was Victorian. People were looking for a little bit of Victorian influence. And so the house that I looked at yesterday was a colonial, but it had a four-bedroom colonial, but it had a little bit of some Victorian influences. So one of the things that we were doing when we went through that house was sort of de-Victorianizing some of the houses, because it wasn't a true Victorian, and then bringing things that had a little bit of a modern farmhouse look, but within the realm of a colonial home. And it is easy to do those things, and people are specifically now going a little bit against type and bringing some new elements into existing structures. You know, one of the best type to houses, if you wanted to go make your house look modern, to change out, is a ranch. So if you have a 1950s or 60s ranch, there are so many things that you can do to make it modern. And I want to talk about some of those buzzwords. The first one I'm going to say is, we're going to talk about a couple of different types of homes, but I want to start on the ranch, and that is painted brick. So if you have a 1950s ranch, often 1950s ranches were brick, red brick. So just by taking a ranch home's exterior, common, you know, ranch, long ranch, and taking that red brick and doing a white painted finish over that brick, that white painted brick in itself has a modern look, a modern farmhouse look, and also sort of a transitional kind of look. So painted brick, I would say, is one of the first buzzwords, I'd say, to make a space look modern. A colonial, maybe a center hall colonial. I grew up in a five-bedroom sort of brick, like an orangey-red brick, a terracotta color brick, very pretty brick, actually, to this day, center hall colonial. Painting that brick, a painted brick in shades of white or gray, make that space more modern. Black accents really make a space more modern. Changing your shutters to black, changing your front door to black, and having a palette of gray, black, and white make a space more modern. Gray, black, and white consistently. Again, white and gray houses as colors for houses. Either a white house or a gray house, either light gray or dark gray. Dark charcoal gray, especially if you can get away with it where your lot is, to do a dark charcoal gray house, definitely make something modern. Pop colors at the front door. We talk about that on our program all the time, that pop colors, having a very gray palette, but then having a pop at the front door, maybe citrus green, Tiffany box blue, coral. Coral is really hot for spring this year as a pop color. In fact, I think today after the show, I'll put a house that was inspired by, it was a dark blue-gray house that I had painted, and then we did a pop of coral just at the front door. Another thing that denotes modern now is making your trim whiter. I talk about that on the show all the time because the paint colors and everything are so neutral. Going with a brighter white, going from off-white to white with all your trim and your ceilings. I like Benjamin Moore's super white trim, super white semi-gloss. Changing that out alone will make your space look more modern. Taking paint, a stained molding, to white semi-gloss super white paint, that will definitely, painted trim is something that's going to make a space seem more modern. All right, we're going to have to take our news break. I have a lot to talk about. Today's topic is what is modern, and we'll be back after our brief news break.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction is coming into Alabama's Senate voting 25-6 to outlaw virtually all abortions in the state on Tuesday. If signed into law by the governor, the measure would make Alabama one of the top pro-life states in the country. The bill would make abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable up to 99 years or life in prison. The bill's only exception would be when a woman's health is at serious risk. 2020 presidential hopeful and New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says this is an outrage.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights. And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Six people are now confirmed dead following Monday's mid-air collision between two float planes in southeastern Alaska. The U.S. Coast Guard says search and rescue crews last night found the bodies of two people who were missing after the crash. 10 people were rescued from the crash and are in the hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel-on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Almost 100 people in the Houston area are being charged in a fake marriage scheme designated to bypass immigration laws. A grand jury indicted 96 people on more than 200 counts. So far, 50 of the suspects are under arrest. Federal prosecutors say that a woman ran an operation out of Houston that charged up to $70,000 to create phony marriages, complete with false paperwork and even fake wedding albums. There's some media news of interest to golfers as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It already owns the international streaming service Golf TV, and now Discovery is buying Golf Digest from Condé Nast for an estimated $30 million. Discovery will continue to publish Golf Digest as a regular monthly magazine, but will bolster coverage including course rankings, instructional videos, and travel destinations. The magazine brand joining Discovery's golf content partnership with Tiger Woods, as well as Golf TV.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeless and those people who choose to live in their vehicles will no longer be allowed to park their vehicles on San Diego streets overnight. San Diego City Council member Mark Kersey says the city is going to start designating lots where car dwellers can stay.
Just want to create a balance between the rights of the neighborhoods and the rights of the folks that are sleeping in their cars.
The council heard hours of testimony from people on both sides of the ordinance that places the ban on sleeping in vehicles overnight.
I see this as an issue regarding health and safety because people who live in my neighborhood are defecating and urinating on the street.
Cal Ripken Jr. is a baseball legend, but legends aren't born, they're made. For 21 seasons, Ripken took the field day in and day out through cold, heat, rain, sometimes snow, playing in more than 3,000 games for the Baltimore Orioles. Ripken has a new book out titled Just Show Up. He joins Fox News and talks about how some of his baseball attributes have transferred over into the business world.
Well, I always knew that if I had a long baseball career that I was still going to do something else afterwards, and I was always fascinated by business. And the principles that you spend your whole life learning and applying in baseball definitely apply to business. A lot of trial and error, a lot of mistakes that are made, but we've been very successful in two aspects of my life, our kids' business, which we're the leading youth baseball business, and also the foundation. So the principles that apply on the field certainly apply, you know, with us off the field.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey. And our topic today happens to be, what is modern? What is something that makes a space now seem modern? That's the biggest request I get from people when they come out to see. They want to make their space more modern. They no longer see themselves when they walk through the mall and they look at stuff and they're like, well, my stuff is all, you know, burgundy and gold and everything here is, you know, blue and gray. So I feel outdated, even if it works with the architecture of the space. Or they see lots of black, or every room is gray, and they say, I just don't see myself anymore. You know, one of the ways to tell if your space has become a little dated is take a look at the sitcoms, you know, especially a lot of them were shot in L.A. And L.A., by nature, the East Coast is a little bit more traditional, and the West Coast is a little bit more contemporary by nature, especially L.A. And South. So when you look at the sets of TV shows, not too many soap operas left, but if you look at the sets of soap operas that are left or in sitcoms, especially the sitcoms where they're supposed to be, you know, affluent and so on, and you see shows like Blackish on ABC, they have such a good-looking set. But you'll notice that the set is very it's transitional but bordering contemporary. And they did an episode maybe about a month ago, and they had they have a beautiful kitchen with a glass backsplash, sort of a pale blue backsplash, and lots of gray, and it had white cabinets. And in the episode a month ago, they had made a comment they were changing out the cabinets because white wasn't modern anymore, and they actually went with a gray cabinet, a gray cabinet that had a strié, and that is where the graining went top to bottom. It just changed the look of the set. So if you look at these things, you start to say, well, do my golden oak cabinets look right anymore? Should I paint them? Should I do stuff? So I've come up for people with just sort of, and this is what happened to me specifically yesterday at an appointment with this lovely home. They wanted buzzwords, do this, not that. So I want to try to do that with the balance of our program today, give you buzzwords. And so if you're just tuning into our program now, Some of the things I was suggesting was definitely starting with the exterior of the home. If you have brick, painted brick, that's one of the ways to painting out your brick, white or gray, is a way to make a space modern. Your lighting, changing out your lighting. I share my space with Bruce Brodeck at Flemington Fan and Lighting. Go take a look at Flemington Fan and Lighting. They do a terrific job. Bruce does a great job. He goes twice a year down to Dallas to the shows, and he brings back the latest stuff. There are so many trends, and lighting has become so much more important as the colors have gone away to neutrals, lots of grays and blacks. It's the lighting that's sort of setting the pace for the look, especially if you want a modern farmhouse look or more of a modern look. There are things that will make your space more modern. One of them is something I talk about all the time, that is pendants, adding pendants to a space, adding pendants over your center island if you have a center island. It could even be a peninsula, it doesn't have to be, but over your center island, or perhaps doing them in a bedroom instead of doing lamps, doing hanging pendants is another thing that's sort of a buzzword to make your space more modern. Using the shades of gray, black, and white in your interior and your exterior really make a space more modern. You know, I tell people, I try to boil things down very simply, is just you need a couple of catchphrases and a couple things that you can do in any space, and color is probably the easiest thing to change. So if you have a lot of colors from room to room, I would say for most of my 22-year tenure as a designer, people were spending hours with me, and every room was a different, beautiful color. Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody should do that, but if you want to make your space more modern, the thing that people are doing now is from room to room, we paint the same color. We paint the walls a super white semi-gloss. We paint the ceiling in a super white flat. And then we find a shade of gray or grayish, and we carry it from room to room. That's another way to make your space more modern. The only place where I'm seeing breaks is in bathrooms. So even a kitchen space, because it's open with a more open floor plan, everything is the same shade of gray. But I'm seeing blues and greens as soft blues and greens as breaks in paint color. So bathrooms are getting whiter and whiter. So if you have a nice white bath, some sort of a subtle blue or green, very popular in the bathrooms. But pretty much paint color room to room now the same. That's another space. That's another way to make your space more modern. Whiter trim and ceilings, another way to make your space more modern. So certainly things that you can do. I told the mother and daughter that I met with yesterday, they had lots of burgundy and gold. So she said, when I go to buy things, fabrics, I don't even know what I should do to make a space more modern. So simply, and boiled down, I'd say everywhere you have blue and gold, replace it to, everywhere you have red and gold, replace it with blue and gray. That's a great way. If you stick with a gray-blue palette and all shades of grays and blues for accessories, you know you'll have a more modern palette. Now, I'm going to throw something way off of this, is that the new trend color right now is pink. Pink is back, 1980s pink and gray, reinvented, make a space modern. So if you look at some of the stores out there, West Elm, Pottery Barn, some of the stores in the area, you know, there's a new wonderful store in the Bridgewater area called Seville, and really beautiful, people pronounce that different ways. But if you look at most of the furniture in the store, it's done in shades of gray, black, and white, but pops of pink. So adding some pink pops, not all over the place, but some pink pops with your pillows and some of your accessories really can make a space seem modern. It seems to be the pop color of the day. And also pop color in general, neutralizing your spaces by making every room to room gray, but each room maybe have a pop color or carrying one pop color, whether it be citrus green, any shade of blue or teal, yellow, maybe a bright yellow with that gray. Those are things that make a space seem more modern. We talked about pendants. We also, lighting in general is more important. So changing out your lighting, if you do nothing else in the space, just changing out your lighting. You know, a lot of us, including myself, I had to do that last year. I had that, you know, traditional brass chandelier with the shades on it and so on. That really dates a space. Changing out to some of the new style fixtures really makes a difference. There's some trends that I see in lighting that I want to pass on. And number one is lanterns chandeliers that don't have any glass in them. So let's say you you want to do something really interesting over your island. Maybe we do some, two lanterns, two different style lanterns, but no glass in them, so they're airy and they're open. And using the silvery type finishes, using either a brushed nickel or even a polished nickel or an iron finish, those are things to make the ways to make a space look more modern. Drum fixtures. On the show, I talk all the time. Maybe take down your brass chandelier and do something in nickel or chrome, and to do a beautiful white, have a white shade on it, a white drum shade. You can even have some crystals on that. That's sort of a hybrid of what the new look is, transitional. That you can have a fixture that typically would look traditional, and that beautiful white shade, often that shade can even be translucent. It makes that space seem more modern. Okay, I'm told I have to go to my last set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about. You can call into the show at 908-237-0410. Our topic today is, what is modern? Be back after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. That was a little trick I did by replaying my spot on our program of Modern Design. It's kind of a funny story. I do a lot of color consulting, and I was at somebody's house in northern New Jersey, and we were picking all the colors, and we were going from mostly tans and sort of light greens to grays, and we got to the daughter's bedroom, who was probably only about 7, and the mother was very involved in what the space was going to look like. And she says to me, well, I definitely want my daughter's room to be a shade of gray. And the daughter sort of went over to the mother and said, Mom, gray is the color of depression, which is kind of a funny thing for a young kid to say. So maybe we do need some light and color in our life. But speaking of depression, one of the things that many of you that follow me on social media know is that I have written a book, and the book is called The Lonely Boy, and very much to my surprise, it's become a bestseller, and I'm on the book tour with Barnes & Noble. I do some tours and speaking events in the tri-state area that's not with Barnes & Noble, but most of them are with Barnes & Noble, and I'm happy to report I'm having a wonderful book event. And that is on Saturday, June the 1st, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Menlo Park Mall. And that's at 55 Parsonage Road in Edison, New Jersey. It's actually on Route 1. If you're familiar with the area in Edison, it's right on Route 1. That mall's been there forever. I remember getting my communion suit in that mall, so it's a really long time. And we are in the Barnes & Noble. The Barnes & Noble is a freestanding building in the front. It's a two-story, beautiful building. And we're going to be doing a book talk. And the topic, of course, of The Lonely Boy is about overcoming anxiety and depression. And I have some wonderful speakers. I want to be speaking a little bit back of skills of for surviving depression and anxiety and living a better life. And then I have a couple of wonderful people. Myra Burley, who is an expert in talking about meditation, how to calm yourself down and to get grounded. She's going to talk and maybe do an exercise with us on how to do that. We're going to have Gail Bannon, who's an expert on all things related to Kundalini. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Kundalini yoga. And she's going to talk us how we can stretch our bodies into piece, and that's going to be very interesting. And also on the station, who I share here at WHCRDB, Ruth Altamira Roll is going to be speaking. Ruth has been with me on all my, pretty much all my, in the past 2 years, all of my speaking events at Barnes & Noble, talking about wonderful strategy. You know, Ruth is really an expert. If you have someone who's having an issue, or maybe just a one sit-down with her, she's really a compassionate person and very intuitive. Ruth Altamira Roll, counselor here with Counselors Chat on the station. So they'll all be speaking their expertise on the topic, which seems to be all too common today, and that is depression, especially depression with youth. We're going to do a focus this time around on the youth, how they become so disconnected because they're connected a little bit too much to their phones and to social media, and they're not engaging with other people. So we're going to talk about strategies and great ideas to have your children connect. So something to think about if you want to see me. That's, again, Saturday, June the 1st at Barnes & Noble, 55 Parsonage Road in Edison, New Jersey, at the Menlo Park Mall, Barnes & Noble. For more details on the event, 908-237, oh, sorry, that's here, 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today continues to be modern design, and that is the name of our show, and how to make things more modern. So we're talking about buzzwords, things that you can do to make a space look more modern. And I want to focus a little bit on window treatments. I remember starting out in this business and doing the biggest, foofiest window treatments going, and I always liked simple window treatments. But back in the day, people couldn't get enough fabric or tassels or all that kind of stuff. And it was very profitable, but sometimes a little bit over the top. So one of the biggest things I think that you can do, which costs absolutely money, no money, is to take your window treatments down. Maybe you're going to thinking about having them cleaned. Take everything down. You know, a lot of times I have people not put, if they're in, if you're out here in the western part of the state, if you're in Hunterdon County, I don't have them put anything back. Maybe I'll do a tinted film on the windows so we don't sun stain our floors. But sometimes when you have privacy in the back, I like the look now, the fresh look of no window treatment whatsoever. Your beauty, your distance is nature. So that's certainly something that you can do that would cost no money and may give you, if the right circumstances, a better look for your home. Again, I would suggest that the sun does a lot of damage, and if there's not a privacy issue, you might want to put some sort of a tinted window film on the windows to protect your furniture, your fabrics, and your floors. Now, if we do require some sort of a window treatment, one of the things that will make your space look more modern is to try a solar shade. So many people ask me what a solar shade is. A solar shade is a roller shade, basically, which are very much back in style and a lot better looking than they used to be. But that they are, they have perforations through them, thin perforations, so they allow filtered light to come through. And the good thing about a solar or a roller shade, a solar shade specifically, is that when they're up, and we do inside mount now, our window treatments are inside the window frame, that will make your space look more modern, is that when they're inside and we set them to a certain level, they kind of just look like a valance, so they have their own style. And they don't have to just be white. Roller shades can be any color, lots of grays and charcoals and navies and those kind of colors, but also patterns, a lot of fabric patterns with these roller shades these days, maybe a geometric pattern or something to give you that more modern look in your space. So definitely roller shades and solar shades make a space more modern. We don't do a lot of the loop-de-loop, a lot of the window treatments anymore. Swags and Jabots, definitely take down your Swags and Jabots. You know, fabric and folding only equal one thing to me, folks. That's dust. So let's keep things a little bit cleaner when we get rid of our window treatments and do something. If we have to have a functional window treatment, make it nice looking, but make it tailored and easy to take care of. So you know, one of the things that I am doing when I'm doing the fabric treatment, when people want some softness in their space, is I'm doing Roman shades. And Roman shades come in two different basic styles. There's a hobbled Roman shade, and a hobbled Roman shade is sort of that kind of a rolled shade that has sort of ruffle after ruffle after ruffle. I don't really do those anymore. What I like to do is a flat Roman, and that is an inside mount on the window treatment, have it go, that it can be functional to go to the bottom of the sill if possible. But when it's gathered, it either has just sort of a straight gathering or a slightly rounded gathering. And that's a wonderful look. I mean, most people, when they set their window treatment, they don't really move it. They keep it at a certain level where there's privacy, but also a nice look. So if you do an inside mount Roman shade in the grays and blues, or a wonderful pattern, geometrics are very, very popular right now as a pattern. Do something like that or something with texture. That's a way to make your space much more modern. I want to talk a little bit about kitchens in the few minutes we have remaining. I seem to be doing kitchens and bathrooms consistently now. There's some things that I see that make a space more modern. When is updating your appliances? It's amazing. I think we're all getting a little bit spoiled, but when I go to someone's house, if they have good working white appliances, people turn their nose up to that. And one of the ways you can make your space more modern is by updating your appliances. Stainless steel years ago used to be really luxury that only the wealthy had. But, you know, a lot of the mid-priced appliances definitely have stainless steel available. If you go to the local home improvement centers, your Lowe's and your even Home Depot, some of the discount places out here in New Jersey, Barry's is one. They really sell affordable stainless steel appliances, and changing out to stainless steel is definitely a way to modernize your home. Changing your backsplash, a simple backsplash now of doing something like a subway tile in whites or grays and doing them in a longer length. Instead of doing the original 3x6, which we were doing in the beginning, try a 3x12, not more expensive, less grout, and very easy to do. Okay, well, it looks like we've come to the end of our program. I thank you for tuning in to another episode of Modern Design. I see I have Jeannie in the wings there doing her show. She really does have a terrific show, so I'd say hang on and listen to Jeannie's program and what she has to offer. I look forward to seeing you again. Our next week's show is going to be all about landscaping, flowers, and things you can do before Memorial Day to get your outside as good as it can be. I thank you again, and I hope to see you on the 1st at Barnes & Noble in Menlo Park Mall from 2 to 5 p.m., Thank you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Goodbye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 16-year-old accused of shooting her classmates at a school in Colorado will be tried as an adult.
The 16-year-old is charged with first-degree murder as an adult. And there are a bunch of other charges that did not come up in open court that I can't discuss.
Castle Rock, Colorado District Attorney George Brockler announcing the upgraded charges on the girl and the 18-year-old accomplice, who were both in court on Wednesday for a status hearing. The suspects are due back in court next month. During a Senate hearing on Wednesday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being pressed about congressional demands for President Trump's taxes.
This is a very important issue that has a precedent way beyond any one president in Congress. Affects the weaponization of the IRS and could be used against anyone.
Mnuchin recently rejected a demand from House Democrats to release several years of President Trump's tax returns. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Walt Disney World is facing a lawsuit from a North Carolina woman who was arrested outside the Magic Kingdom for CBD oil possession. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing the woman and has a message for the Disney Corporation.
If you're supposed to be the happiest place on earth, well, you need to apologize to Miss Hester immediately and publicly and all her family to make this right.
Crump says he's suing Disney and the Orange County Sheriff's Office based on several factors.
Illegal detainment, the false imprisonment, the defamation of character, the intentional infliction of emotional distress, and the violation of civil rights of Miss Hester.
The woman was using the CBD oil after it was recommended to her by her doctors. Retail sales are down. Figures out today from the Commerce Department show retail sales fell 0.2% in April. Retail analysts had forecast a 0.2% gain in sales. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Ramit Sethi has helped millions of people over the past 10 years to gain financial freedom and teach them to be rich. Now, on this 10th anniversary, he has a second edition of his book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Ramit, and one of the things I asked him was a few of the common mistakes that people make when they're trying to begin this wealth-building journey.
Most of them are held back by this idea that it's overwhelming and it's confusing. And I get that. I mean, you turn on the TV, you got people shouting Roth 401ks and all these words like asset allocation. These are not words that are welcoming to you and me. But it turns out that if you talk to people in their 40s and you say, what's your number one concern? The answer is always money. And then if you ask them, have you ever spent a weekend reading one book about money? They look at you like you're crazy. No, why would I read a book about money? So there's a big disconnect here. And it is overwhelming. It is confusing. But it's just like anything, whether it be learning how to ride a bike or learning a new language. If you start